I love being a regular at a blood donation clinic. Like, I get to walk in and the nurses know me and they're like, okay, we're going to do the iron counts first, even though it's out of the normal order, because if they're going to get disqualified, that's going to be why. Oh, the iron counts are high enough. Hey, you over there, get a single arm needle set up going and we'll check the rest of the things, but it's going to qualify, so get things going. Oh, the computer systems aren't working again and you remember this machine over here, it does weird things, the blood pressure cuff won't work. And I bring my George's with me, it's just like a comfort item when I donate. There's one specific nurse who every single time I walk in, whether she's my nurse or not, will be like, where are your babies? They're always in my bag, in the same bag, and yet she always asks and makes me take them out. It's like, oh, they're so cute. The routine of it is just so nice. Like, I exist in these people's minds once every 2 weeks when I show up to give blood, and that's about it. But it's like, oh, it's so neat. And the people watching too is so good. Like, I have an inconsistent work schedule, so I don't donate on a consistent schedule, so I see different people donating every week. And after a few donations, you get used to and you figure out, like, okay, over there is where they do the whole blood donations, and over here is where platelets and plasma happen, and sometimes we get a power red or a plasma and it's over there. But I'm always back with the apheresis machines where they do platelet donations. And sometimes you get a new person, and usually it's pretty easy to tell who's new, but a lot of times the people who are coming in to donate platelets have done this, like, bi-weekly or monthly for years and years and years and years. And everybody has their specific comfort items or routines or whatever. Like, there was a woman over on the other side who was, she had to be late 60s, early 70s, and she had, clearly she'd been bringing with her for years, but a blanket that was made out of just blood donor t-shirts, like a quilt, like quilted. Blood donation centers love to give out incentives, so people will be wearing their blood donation t-shirts or, you know, drinking out of their Red Cross cups or whatever. I never talked to pretty much any of these people, but there's still, there's a connection there, and it's really nice.